spot, we put the ticket chicks in bikinis. The all-new Coors Light Guys Guide Swimsuit Edition. Pick up your copy at the Hardline Release Party tomorrow from 3 to 7 at the Flying Saucer in Sundance Square from Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Tomorrow, we're going to be down in Sundance Square, the greatness of Sundance Square in the town of the Cow. We're rolling out a brand new guy's guide. This is the Coors Light Swimsuit Edition.
Yes.
Guy's guide. And we're going to roll it out tomorrow in crazy Fort Worth. We'll be at the Flying Saucer from 3 until 7 with the presentation.
You can come out there and see a very unstable picture of George, very married, holding up a bikini girl.
Right. Certainly can.
You know what's really uncomfortable about that?
What?
Her brother-in-law cuts my kid's hair.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Brother-in-law, yeah.
And you can also see George in his North Texas jersey. Look at those guns on George, would you? Look at those arms.
What's up?
Man.
He's got shoulder pads on.
He's been doing some curls, man. He's from Addison.
Well, join us at the Flying Saucer in Sundance Square from 3 until 7. Right now, it is time to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels. And by Texas Tickets, 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets.
You know, a lot of people would like to go over there to the AAC, but when you try to walk through the door, you know what they're going to ask for?
They're going to ask for a ticket.
You got to have a ticket to get in there.
So it takes a ticket?
It's sold out.
It takes a ticket.
Well, I'd call Texas Tickets.
Well, I would too, and if you call them, they've got them. And they've got great seats. So call Texas Tickets to get into the game tonight, the Stars and Snowball. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room. And let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who was so out of control drunk last night. It's not even funny. Here is Cobra.
Hello, Cobra. Michael.
Hello, Cobra.
George.
Hey, Corby.
Welcome to E! News.
Good to be here.
We always like to have you on as a special correspondent.
I love being at E! News.
For entertainment news.
By the way, White Sox win.
That's our lead story, and with White more on Sox that, here's win. George.
They won it in the ninth on a walk-off home run by someone, 10-9.
Oh,
back to you, Corby.
Glad you have all the details. Let's talk about Lollapalooza, because no doubt either George's son, oldest son, or Reiner's daughter will be in attendance.
Okay.
Negatory on this front.
Why? He's not allowed to go to Lollapalooza?
No.
Are you serious?
No.
Why not?
Be
it's
hanging
a concert.
Out. Right. He doesn't need to be going to concerts.
Has he been
concentrated on his academics?
Has he been to concerts?
Yeah, one or two.
You let him open up a Procol Harum. How come he can't go to a concert?
Yeah. He did.
Because I was there to supervise all that.
And by the way, there was some...
Well, maybe you need to take him to Lollapalooza, George.
There was some nudity at that show. At his that roadside couch gig that your boy played at.
Long after they played.
But there was nudity.
We left because it looked like a riot was about to break out. After Blue Oyster Cult left the stage.
Well, Jordan for sure will be going to this.
I doubt that.
And it'll be a two-day event. Not just a one-day deal.
There's your answer there. We're not going to two-day events.
Brent,
no, we are not.
Brent and Jordan will be sharing a tent as they camp out.
No.
Day one, the headliner will be Morrissey. Day two,
Jordan,
the headliner will be the String Cheese Incident.
What's that?
It's a bad name for a bad band.
They're a jam band.
All right.
And
Morrissey is the headliner on day one?
Yes. And day two will be String Cheese.
Well, you know, I always heard that when Gordon was in those bands,
he sang like Morrissey?
Yeah, he always tried to sing like Morrissey.
Hey, man,
he likes him.
That was the thing to do back then.
Yeah.
When Marty Fluffkin. You need to find a boy who sounds like Morrissey.
You need to find you a singer who sounds like Morrissey.
Morrissey.
You boys are good. But let me tell you something. I've been in the entertainment business for 35 years. I was with the Trogs in 1965 when they had their big hit Wild Thing. In fact, I wrote that line, "You make everything groovy." And I'll tell you one thing. You're good, but you need to find you a singer who sounds like the boy in Pearl Jam.
Are you Jewish?
As a matter of fact, I am.
Oh, good times.
The Polyphonic Spree, the Dallas band, who won many awards last night at the Observer.
How'd that go last night for you boys?
Such a drunk
mess. Did you guys fail?
Yeah, remember. We fail every year.
You guys emceed the whole thing?
No. We just give away 7 or 8 awards.
Well, that's pretty big.
And if you had to pick, of the three of us, who got up there and just started cussing?
Grego.
Yeah.
What's
the deal?
Grego,
how
to do that.
He gets a live mic in front of him when he's not broadcasting.
Because he knows cussing kills at those places. Did it? Did it work?
No. The reason I
they
do
turned
that
on you?
No, the reason I do that there is because there's so much indifference that you can get up there and say whatever you want, cuss, and they don't even recognize it because they're not paying any attention.
And here's what a give up he was. There were two Hooters girls standing next to us. Hooters was a big sponsor.
Yeah.
And they're just standing there the whole time giving away the awards. And we walk up there and we're, you know, introducing ourselves or whatever. Grego's like, "Look at there. Look at those Hooters girls. They sure got some big tees, don't they?"
Right.
Such a give up, man.
And then, I'm not as talented as you are, so that's the only thing I've got.
And then you reissue the line.
Right.
Like,
I thought it was
10
so
seconds
good.
Later.
I thought it
Did
was
I
so
mention
good?
Them tees over there?
I've got
nothing.
He
just knew that second time it was going to work.
I've got nothing.
It didn't work?
No. Nothing I did last time.
You know what I'm
going to
do next year? I'm going to defuse him. I'm going to get up there, and the very first words I say are just going to be 4 or 5 random cuss words.
What a boy.
Well, did Robert Wolanski, was he handing out the awards too?
Yeah, he gave out some.
That's probably what killed the crowd.
Wolanski?
Yeah.
Because they hate him so?
Well, I'm sure they like him, but, you know, he's with that...
NPR Robert?
Yeah, with that low, dry delivery. I'm sure everyone had life force drained from him and didn't want to laugh.
Oh, that was funny.
Robert was on last night because he was drunk.
Really?
Yeah.
If you want to see the Polyphonic Spree, though, they will be right before the string cheese incident on day 2. So plan your mushrooms and your peeking around that. Tell your kids that.
You couldn't detect my interest in that Lollapalooza with a Hubble telescope.
Kathy Lee Gifford returned to morning television.
Oh, no.
As she sat in for Fox and Friends on the Fox News Channel with Steve Doocy and Brian Kilmeade. Do you think she's regretting her move?
Yeah, she misses the spotlight.
Because didn't she move on to try to be in plays
sing
and stuff?
Yeah.
And she is failing. And the ratings now are higher on that show than they ever were when she was on.
Because that Kelly is... Kelly, right?
Yeah.
Kelly Ripa.
Because she's likable.
Right.
She didn't talk about her kids the whole show.
Oh, no, I think she does, too.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, she has kids she talks about.
Oh. Well, screw me.
Yeah. Man, if I had kids, I wouldn't want anybody to know about it.
Well, you,
you
do.
He had her on the air last week.
Love you, Daddy.
Jeez.
By the way, Rob Wolanski just called in and asked, what did he ever do to you, George?
Nothing. I'm just joking, Bob.
He said he may have a dry delivery, but at least he doesn't sound like a troglodyte.
Yeah. Work on your hangover there, Bob, okay? Get back to me later.
It is 4:43 on the ticket.
Okay, go ahead. What else?
He's like... being like Carol D's giving a news check time.
And now it's time for an American Idol update. Here's Mike Pussuit Reiner.
Unfortunately, we can't hear any of that.
And now with another American Idol update, here is American Idol's biggest fan, Mike Reiner.
Hey, I watch too, Reins.
There's nothing wrong with it, is there?
No, it's pretty entertaining.
It really is. Well, I am a big American Idol fan, but I don't know what happened last night because I didn't watch it.
I thought the deal was they preempted it because of the president tonight.
They did.
It's going to be on tonight, right?
The president spoke, and Fox had to wrestle with showing American Idol or the president Because that stinking American Idol gets such big ratings.
That's that Fox attitude, man.
So they're going to show it tonight, right?
Yeah, they are. So what's going to happen?
You like the dude with red hair? Sounds like Dean Martin.
You know what?
I hate him.
You know what?
If I hate Big Red.
Big Red
should have long since been off of there.
You know what? If I'm Fox, I don't show the president last night. I show American Idol.
They can't.
No one goes to Fox for news anyway. Their main channel.
They go to Fox News Channel.
Fox News Channel, but not Fox Main Channel.
There is no question that I would.
Why not?
We're going to see the day where the president's going to have a hard time getting primetime network TV time.
They don't want to give it up.
They don't want to give it up.
Now I can see why ABC and NBC and CBS, someone has news pride in their main channels.
One of them will break away.
They don't care. Exactly. Yeah, why do it?
And everybody goes to their news channel. That they try very hard to separate their programming from their news anyway.
Mm-hmm.
If I was them, there's no way I was shown that last night. I'd have played American Idol and got huge ratings.
I think he's funny.
You think Big Red's got something?
I think he's funny because he's got shtick.
Oh, my God.
And he keeps slipping into his Dean Martin impersonation. I think that's funny.
I can't stand Big Red.
Especially when he's doing Elton John.
Continuing coverage of American
Idol. Did you see him doing Elton John, snapping his fingers and his eyebrow?
God.
I never thought that we'd reduce ourselves to American Idol talk.
But the black participants are much better than any of the others.
Oh, yeah. I think that one black girl's going to win, that LaToya.
Yeah.
She's really good.
She's big time. Yeah. Well, the dude's good, too. The guy with the Cuban teeth.
Idol. Yeah.
He's good.
You're still listening to American Idol Chit Chat with Mike.
All right, well, what else then?
Were you crying last night? Were you hugging your wife and saying, why do they have to show the president on American Idol night?
Well, no, as a matter of fact, I wasn't. You know where I was last night.
Were you pouring extra?
Passed out of the gypsy tea room.
Were you pouring extra bonbons?
Knocking them back with Bob Wolanski.
Your chocolate ice cream, stirring it up?
No.
Two grumpy old men.
No bonbons or chocolate
ice cream.
Better
watch out. Bob will write something about you in the Observer.
Yeah. I'm going to get fired.
Never pick a fight.
You're right about that, but he and I are two grumpy old men.
You guys are. And he's not even that old.
Well, I am.
I know you are.
Lil' Kim
Mike Reiner
was indicted today on 8 felony charges. For lying to a grand jury.
Well, that doesn't matter. They let the president do it. Why can't Lil' Kim?
Yeah. It's okay for Ray Lewis, too. It's no big deal.
Because hers involves a 2001 shootout involving her posse.
Do the audit. She will walk and nothing will ever come of this.
Someone shot her posse.
Well, you know what? Her posse probably needed shooting.
Yeah, it's probably a nasty posse.
Her posse is black. It seems...
Don't you think?
It seems that she refused
to... Her posse probably stinks.
Well, they may if they sweat a lot. She refused to ID to cops the members of her posse who had accompanied her to the radio station prior to a gunfight with another band. Remember your famous line?
What?
Why do these rappers, why are they always in arguments?
I don't know why they had to fight and shoot each other.
Grego's famous line was, you never saw Led Zeppelin or Fog Hat going at each other.
Yeah, they just smoked out together.
They just all enjoyed their wealth and banged women and did drugs and had a good time.
Mm.
Well, that's what they did. Abrasive. Well, it may be abrasive, but it's also the truth.
There was a shootout between her posse and the rap duo Capone and Noriega.
I hear it was Janet Jackson's posse.
Hmm. And I guess her posse...
Yeah, dueling posses.
Her posse...
Big old posse. Big old stinky posse.
All right, can we stop it?
We're having fun. You having fun, George?
I was.
Good God.
That was me.
Oh.
That's a drop.
Anyway, she lied during 3 grand jury appearances about what she saw, what information she might have about a possible motive, and a relationship to the shooters.
The precedent has been set now. You can lie to grand juries, and it's not that big a deal.
Now,
George, do you have any...
I got one smelt. I sure do.
We'll feed it to the Corby Dolphin.
All right, here you go, Corby Dolphin.
There he goes.
There he goes.
Away.
All right.
We didn't talk about Weird Al yesterday.
I don't have any bird feed.
As his parents died of carbon monoxide poisoning.
He killed them.
No, he didn't.
Weird Al?
He was in concert in Wisconsin. the night that it happened.
Now, I believe you're on record as saying you really like Weird Al.
I love Weird Al. Weird Al is great.
You like Eat It?
Eat It, Like a Surgeon.
My Bologna.
I Lost on Jeopardy.
I Lost on Jeopardy.
That's so stupid.
Living in an Amish Paradise. It's all genius. He's the greatest parody songwriter of all time.
I guess.
It's funny.
But it is not.
His Nirvana thing where he bent the guitar at the part where it went. He's genius.
Did you laugh like when you were in high school and college?
Yes, I bought his albums.
You bought his records?
Yes.
And you would sit through those videos?
Yes. I had copies of the videos at one point.
Oh, I bet you did too.
Don't look at me like that.
I'll bet you did.
I did. He was funny.
I'll bet those videos come on, Cobra's watching them, and this is what you hear.
Nick!
No, I didn't laugh at him. Although I did think Eat It was funny when he got real big.
Yeah, he was huge.
That was kind of funny.
And he did the parody on Michael Jackson. He'd scream out of nowhere, and he'd lift up his hand and have a mouse trap on it.
See? Look at you. Look at you.
He's recognizing genius. Yeah. That is Weird Al.
That's the only song that I laughed at, though.
That's the dumbest crap I've ever heard in my life.
You don't like Weird Al?
No, not at all.
How can you not like Weird Al?
But when we have parody songs here on the ticket, we all laugh at him. It's the same thing.
Is it?
You'll have to turn on the hard line. It's the same thing. Except Weird Al takes it to another level. His are really good.
Turn on the hard line was really good.
Was it?
Yeah.
It's only usefulness was good.
There's a dude that has a Daryl Ray Hartford Whalers.
That's right.
Wow, look at that.
That's pretty cool.
Razor.
Listen to that wheeze laugh.
Oh, man.
Anyway, he died. The parents died of carbon monoxide poisoning, but he's going to continue to tour. And we're going to continue to laugh at his funny song.
Well, that's horrible.
Why don't you go see him?
I was going to last time he came to town, and I didn't, but I'd love to go see him.
All right, Danny,
I thought you were out on
concerts.
What happened to that?
Take care.
Yeah, with a couple of exceptions.
That's one of them?
Yeah, Weird Al.
Fix.
All right.
Fix, yeah.
That is it for E! News.
Come see us at Hooters.
Yes, come see us at Hooters. Come see George at Hooters. See how quickly he blows you off.
We'll talk charity challenge.
Yeah, somebody wanted to get their picture made with him and that Jack Daniels
trophy. The trophy that we won.
And George wouldn't do it, right?
No, he wouldn't do it. He said, bring the trophy to him.
Did not.
Did too.
Break or die.
It's break or die time here on the ticket.